Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. What a blessing it is to be with you again as we study God's Word together. I'm reminded of Jesus' words, where two or three of you are gathered together in my name, there am I in your midst. And so we know that Jesus is among us. We know by his Holy Spirit he is ready to teach us today. And so we always want to go to the Heavenly Father in prayer as we begin our study. So if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, what can we say to these things? We are just so blessed by you and your word, and we know, God, that you want to teach us today. Father, you want us to know you. You want us to know your son, Jesus. You want us to know your ways, and Lord, I'm just so grateful for you that you provided the Holy Spirit to be our teacher, to guide us into all truth and empower us to live according to that truth. We're blessed today, and we're just so grateful. I want to just thank you again for the scriptures. I know you provided them for us, and we're excited to get into them again today. We bless you and we thank you for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Loving Life in This World, and it's taken from the book of John, chapter 12, and verse 25. The apostle John wrote how there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was a Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. Philip came and told Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip told Jesus. And Jesus answered them, saying, The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it die, it brings forth much fruit. And in chapter 12, verse 25 of his book, John shared how Jesus said, He that loves his life shall lose it. Where we read, He that loves his life shall lose it, and he that hates his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. The verse reads, He that loves his life shall lose it. John began with the words, He that loves his life, which means the person, whether male or female, who is fond of, has affection for, and befriends their own vital force, which animates the body and the seed of feelings, desires, affections, and aversions, shall lose it, or will destroy, ruin, and render their life useless. John shared how Jesus said the person who is affectionate and fond of their own life will destroy it and render it useless. The verse goes on to say, And he that hates his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. John continued with the words, And he that hates his life, which means, and the person, whether male or female, who detests their own vital force which animates the body and the seat of the feelings, desires, affections, and aversions in this world or in the earth, shall keep it unto life eternal, which means will guard, keep watch over, and protect their life toward life which is real and genuine, active and vigorous, devoted to God, blessed and portion even in this world and of those who put their trust in Christ, but after the resurrection to be consummated by new accessions, among them a more perfect body, and to last forever. John shared how Jesus said the person who detests their own life on earth will guard and protect it for all eternity. When we meditate upon John's words in this verse, we learn how Jesus presented a challenge that is contrary to most people's thinking. Loving oneself is promoted from many areas, and hating oneself is considered an error. Jesus set forth this to show how people who desire to have a personal relationship with him must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow him. You can see Luke chapter 9, verse 23 for more about that. In other words, nothing is to come before a person's relationship with God. God loves people. And when they surrender their own life to receive the eternal life he provides, they guard and protect their lives for all eternity. May all who read and hear these words yield their lives to Jesus and discover life better than they shall ever know on their own. Next time, John shares how Jesus says, If any man serve me, let him follow me. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.